It is Wahoo Week here on WEOL. It's the sure sign that spring is not too far away. Of course, Mother Nature's already planted that in our mind. '60s and '70s that we've had in between these little bit of snow coverage.
And the advertising community as well, Bruce Van Dyke. I show you proof right here from Sunday's paper on the front cover of the supplement for a major retail chain.
Right.
Bathing suits.
Right. It's from Target. Now, that Target reminds me of the bullseye that we have in our bulletin board for Bullseye on the Afternoon. However, matter bull, we're not wearing a bathing suit like that young lady in
Maybe they are.
Brunette in there. It's time to get out to the folks in Goodyear, Arizona, where maybe bathing suits are a daily occurrence. I'm not quite sure. Hot tubs, perhaps, or poolside. Who knows what happens out there in the desert when you need to cool off, but a little early in the morning. Our Tim Alcorn's out there this morning as we continue our Wahoo Week coverage. Tim, good morning.
It's not exactly a poolside weather, at least from when I've been here Saturday, Sunday, and the forecast for today and tomorrow. But then again, it's great to be in Goodyear, Arizona. Why not? Wahoo Week coverage right here on WEOL. And I heard Craig mention, the advertising world. I want to thank all of the sponsors who have gotten on board for Wahoo Week again this season. Certainly a tremendous, tremendous showing as far as our sponsor list is concerned. So we appreciate that very, very much. Of course, right before the 8 o'clock news, we heard from Indians General Manager Michael Chernoff, and we talked quite a bit about the signing of Edwin Encarnacion. And, of course, that really was the signing in Major League Baseball in the offseason. And looking at the media guide here, just some unbelievable stats for Encarnacion the past couple of years. 2016 with Toronto, 42 home runs, 127 RBIs. Year before with the Blue Jays, 39 home runs, 111 RBIs. 2013 with the Jays, 36 home runs, 104. 2014 with the Jays, 34 home runs, 98 RBIs. This is just a huge, huge right-handed bat now in the middle of that Indians lineup. And we heard Michael Chernoff kind of give us the TikTok, per se, is how that all unfolded during the offseason. I thought, well, let's hear from Edwin Encarnacion. Yesterday I had a chance to track him down in the Indians clubhouse and had a short conversation with the newest member of the Indians, so we'll play that for you now. And the first thing that I asked Edwin was kind of to give us his version of how everything unfolded and then becoming a member of the Indians in December.
It took a couple of days for take that decision. Like, from the beginning when I got, like, four or five different things offered me similar money like here, but I take the decision to come here because I look this thing and they have a great group young talent players, so we have a lot of opportunity to go to the World Series again and winning. That's the main thing.
Edwin, when I interview players who have come in from other teams, I always like to ask them what your perspective what you thought of the Indians when you were on the other team. Give us your thoughts there as far as what you thought of this team when you were playing for Toronto.
It's not a secret. The great pitching staff they have is one of the best in the major league. So starting pitcher and the bullpen with how great pitching staff, and that's the main thing here.
Is there one or two guys on that Indian staff that you just hated to face that now you're glad you're on their team?
Yeah, it's a couple of those guys, Miller and Kluber. Yeah, so now I don't have to face anymore, so that's good.
Talk a little bit about some other guys on this team that have really impressed you as you've watched them from the opposite bench, maybe on the offensive side or as they play defense. Who's really impressed you with this Indians team?
Francisco Lindor is no secret, so he got a great tools, and he's going to be a super awesome player, so I'm very proud of him, and I hope he continues to do what he's been doing. He's very fun to watch and to play.
Edwin, you had an opportunity to be on the opposing team when you were at Progressive Field during the playoffs. Just how loud, how electric that crowd was. How do you feel about that now when they become the home fans? That can be a pretty electric place when you're playing at Progressive Field, agree?
Yeah, I like it. I want they continue to give us that support that we need. So I hope we continue to see that in this year, and we're gonna try to do the best and give it everything we have for giving the city what they want to win the World Series. So we need the support from them.
Edmund, what do you feel you offer to this team? Obviously, your offensive numbers speak for themselves. Is it just that big bat in the middle of the lineup, and as far as veteran leadership as well?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing and continue to help those young guys when they asking me questions, and when I see something wrong, I'm gonna talk to them about it, and I'm gonna continue to do what I've been doing the last 5 years. Try to do the best I can do to hurt this team to winning. So I hope God give me a help this year so I can play all year long and put the number I've been putting.
And Edwin, one final question for you. What's drawn a lot of attention out here in Goodyear, including manager Tito Francona, this truck that you brought to Goodyear. Let's talk a little bit about that. Where'd you find this massive truck that's parked out there?
I saw that truck last year. I saw it from in the magazine, and I like it. I say, one day I got to get one of those. So this is the opportunity to get it. I find the guy in California because Debbie Price have the same truck, and I asking him where he get it. And I called the guy, and he made that truck for me.
It definitely stands out in the parking lot, Edwin.
Yeah, it's a big, yeah.
Actually, one more question. I mentioned Tito. How do you feel about playing for Tito Francona, one of the game's great managers? I would imagine that kind of gets your juices flowing a little bit to play for a guy like Tito.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that, and I'm like going to enjoy those moments with Tito, and I'm going to have some fun, and try to do the best I can do to help him to get another World Series.
There you go. Edwin. Indian slugger Edwin Encarnacion, as we talked yesterday down in the Indians clubhouse. And, guys, a big smile came on Edwin's face when I asked him about that truck. It is massive. It's a huge truck, and it does draw a lot of people's attention when you pull into the parking lot. And I just thought it would be a cool story. He had to special order that thing out of California. But, boy, let's hope Edwin Encarnacion is a massive presence in the middle of this Indians lineup. Absolutely. What a signing by Michael Chernoff in the offseason.